Stars twinkle above a river snaking through an idyllic valley that winds its way past a fairy tale castle with needle-like turrets. Fireworks explode above the castle, leaving trails of twinkling light. Walt Disney Pictures. Walt Disney Pictures presents Beverly Hills Chihuahua. Through a spinning diamond, the title gives way to a sun-kissed park. A Mandeville Film Smart Entertainment production. A film by Raja Gosnell. A tall, white-gloved butler holding a lead looks down at a fluffy white lap dog sitting on a patch of green. The dog starts scratching at the ground. With a strained look, the butler pulls a plastic bag over his right hand and scoops up the dog's deposit. A sign in the park reads, Beverly Hills. Glamorous window shoppers stream past the exclusive stores of Rodeo Drive and Wilshire Boulevard. A blonde wearing large dark glasses walks a pair of matching black and white Great Danes. Ritzy limos glide by. In the window of a plush boutique, a snooty shop girl dresses a mannequin. A red double-decker Hollywood tour bus crawls along a busy street. Two security guards accompany a glamorous woman out of a jeweler's called Harry Winston. Two police officers patrol the pavements on two-wheel Segway scooters. A slim woman in her 40s with cropped greying hair, Viv, breezes into a beauty salon carrying a designer handbag where talking pooches are being pampered.
Good morning, Viv.
Oh, hello, Willow. Lovely to see you.
Oh, look, here she comes.
Is that the new Louis Vuitton?
I might have known she'd be the first to have one.
Fabulous bag. She's so chic.
A white chihuahua steps out of Viv's bag.
Sorry, I'm late. We had to do a little shopping.
Now that's the way to travel. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, taboo.
Louis Vuitton never looks so good.
Tell me the stones in that collar are not real.
Aren't they gorgeous? Viv said I had to have it.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, Armand, it's fine. A brush and a seaweed wrap, but I need to pick her up by noon because we're having lunch with my niece at 1.
Okay, she'll be ready.
I know, sweetheart. I'm gonna miss you, too. You take good care of her. No waxing, okay?
Okay, no waxing for her.
Ooh, I hope she gives me a red bow. I want to look my best today.
Bimini has a date with Scooter.
Nice pedigree.
Please. The dog chases parked cars. He's crazier than a labradoodle.
I give it a week. Tops.
Hey, talk to the paw.
Good for you, Bimini. It's not easy to find a mate with papers, let alone one you could love.
Me? I'd be happy with one who's not fixed.
Later, Viv's dog, Chloe, is peeking out of her owner's bag.
Down, boy.
Passing dog wolf whistles Chloe. Viv admires a window display for Vivacity Cosmetics. Chloe is draped in jewels and designer outfits.
All right, ladies, what's next?
What do you think about that?
Oh, please, she wears Harry Winston.
For the salt scrub.
Viv!
Fabulous. I'll take two.
Oh, you should see Chloe.
I'll need at least 2 days at corporate in New York to meet with buyers.
Viv,
do you have a little beret?
Perfection.
Dopo la festa Armani? Oh, who needs sleep? It's Italy.
Preppy little beauty.
This just came in.
She's allergic to wealth.
No.
Everything. Love that. Oh, fabulous.
Viv.
Oh, I love it. And do you love it? Oh, you may have it. I'll get you anything you want. Yes, I will.
No, not you, Patrick.
Hello, Jackie O.
Dressed in a spangly pillbox hat and matching coat, Chloe admires herself in a mirror. In the garden of Viv's palatial mansion, Happy, a brown chihuahua, climbs out of a hole he's dug.
I love the smell of dirt in the morning.
The garden looks gorgeous. Oh, and I love the new designs for the waterfall that you did.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
For everything, really, for giving me a chance to prove myself.
Oh, good job, Poppy. Very symmetrical.
Bien hecho, compadre. Eh?
Ciao. Ciao, Poppy.
Yes, yes. We did it, Poppy. Eh? Yes. Yes!
Go and take a break, Poppy. You're doing great, buddy.
Poppy skips away from Sam the gardener. He scampers through the immaculate grounds to Chloe, who's on a lounger beside a swimming pool, wearing rose-tinted specs and a swimsuit.
Hello, beautiful.
You're blocking my sun.
Mi corazón, you shine much brighter than the sun. Why won't you be my one?
What's that smell?
Which one? The sweat of my labor or the mint patch I rolled in for you?
Neither.
Then it must be the fertilizer.
Gross! You're covered in it.
Of course. I am a landscaper.
He drops a grasshopper onto the lounger.
Grasshopper, mi corazón? I caught it myself. Very tasty.
Poppy, that's so disgusting.
I see you're tempted. I'll leave it here in case you change your mind.
Excuse me, we have guests.
Guests? Yeah, guests. Okay. Hey, you want to go have a drink later? There's a great puddle by the garage. Okay, never mind.
Aunt Viv, I'm here.
An hour late, as usual.
Aunt Viv, hello?
How do you keep a job? Oh, that's right, you don't.
Where's Aunt Viv? Where's Aunt Viv, Chloe? Go find her. Go on, go find her.
Who am I, Lassie?
You're so completely useless.
Of course I understand. It's just that I'm headed to Europe to promote my new cosmetic line. No, this is wonderful news. It's the best news. Yes, yes. Okay, wonderful. Bye-bye.
Is everything okay, Aunt Viv?
Oh, honey, I don't know what I'm going to do. I am getting on a plane at 4 o'clock, and I gave the staff the week off, and Chloe's dog, Nanny, just had her baby 3 weeks early.
You're not taking Chloe with you?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, obviously, if it was a vacation, of course, but this is a business trip, 4 cities in 10 days. She's much too delicate for that kind of travel. Plus, she hates Berlin.
What about a kennel?
Kennel? No.
Huh?
No, no, I could never leave her in the hands of strangers.
Never in a million years.
But you're not a stranger.
What?
What?
Viv smiles knowingly.
Here is Chloe's schedule. Try to stay to it as much as possible, although I could skip the dog park on Wednesday because Chloe's friend Stella just came down. Please. I'm about to entrust you with my greatest treasure. Take good care. I love you, sweetheart. I love you so much. Mommy loves you so much.
Bye-bye. Have fun, you two.
Okay, bye.
Playdate?
Yorkshire Terrier Bimini, Poodle Delta, and Pug Sebastian trot past Viv's pretty blonde niece, Rachel.
Here you go. Good luck.
The dog's driver hands Rachel 3 large bags. She struggles to close the front door, then glares at the yapping mutts. Later, Chloe and her friends are sunbathing by the pool as Rachel pours them each a glass of water, then flounces off looking irritated. Shaggy dark-haired poodle, Delta.
Don't worry, Chloe. Viv will be back before you know it.
Rachel doesn't look so bad. Oh, you don't know the half of it.
They all look so cute in their little outfits.
You didn't have to dress her. She's so picky.
Rach, you're talking about a chihuahua.
She's not just any chihuahua, Angela. She's a bossy, arrogant, manipulative Beverly Hills chihuahua.
She has no direction. She can't keep a job. She's never on time. I'm going to be late to all my appointments.
And don't even get me started on her schedule. Shiatsu massages, doggy birthday parties, couture fittings. I have to change her outfit 4 times a day.
I mean, look at her. She's so irresponsible.
Spoiled.
Oof. I need to cool off.
Dive in, girl.
Pappy bounces into the air to see over a hedge.
Whoa! Hi, Mommy!
Oh, who is that hunky chihuahua over there? Oh,
nice.
Mi corazón!
Oh, the gardener.
You are more lovely than the dawn!
Wow.
Mi corazón! You are more lovely than the dawn!
So embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll go away.
Miss Wenyo.
Oh.
I only... Excuse me while I bravely defend your garden against that dangerous bird.
A pigeon.
Hey, bird!
That is one hot dog.
Excuse me, ladies! Coming through!
Nice legs.
I think I have mud all over me.
Hey, excuse me! Excuse me! Senor, gardener guy? Your dog is muy bad. Muy bad. Mucho naughty.
Sam frowns. He says, I don't understand you, miss.
Can you, get your doggio out of here?
Perdóname, por favor, but my heart must speak. I only wish to say that if you ever need someone to lick inside your ears, or chew the hard-to-reach places, or share your slumber in the sun, I would be most honored to be that special someone.
Woof.
Put your tongue back in your mouth, Bimini.
Oh, I don't think so, Poppy.
You mean not now?
I mean not ever.
I see. Of course. Well.
This thing.
Mi perro. Papi.
Duty calls. Please have a most wonderful day.
Papi. Vente.
Come here, says Sam. Papi obediently races towards his master, skipping over small hedges.
Thanks a lot.
Ay, mamacita.
Next morning, Chloe, wearing a silk nightie and a diamond necklace, leaps up onto Rachel's bed.
Rachel, wake up. I've got a mani-pedi at 11, and you have to make my waffles. Get up!
Rachel wakes up with a start, pulls off her eye mask, and throws back the covers, hurling Chloe off the bed. Rachel scurries through the house with a lap dog at her heels, looking for the phone. Rachel sits on a squeezy dog toy.
What? You're a genius. Yes, I can be ready in 30 minutes. Okay, bye.
Pack your swimsuit, Chloe. We're going on a trip.
A trip? Ooh, where are we going?
Rachel and her friends, Blair and Angela, zoom across the border into Mexico in a white convertible. They glide across a bridge into a vibrant, sun-kissed town that's milling with athletic surfers and street vendors. Blair.
Love this town.
You.
Hi.
Check it out.
Surfer boys.
Hi. Hi.
I totally live here. Isn't this great? I'm starting to get the feeling there's no Four Seasons here.
Chloe peers out of the convertible at the dusty roads and stray dogs. The girls arrive at a beachside hotel where a juggler and some musicians are performing on the sand. Surfers come out of the hotel carrying boards. Chloe scampers after Rachel through a forest of legs.
Forget something? I'm walking by myself.
Chloe!
Later, Chloe is sitting in a window watching the sun go down over the ocean.
Oh, I'm starving. What's taking them so long?
Wait. What time are we supposed to meet the guys?
Like right now at that club?
Wait a minute. I forgot the name of the club.
Cayuca!
Be right back.
Dinner time!
Finally!
Hey, you should dance with Brian, Rachel.
I'm gonna dance with him.
He's so cute.
You better be making me either prime rib or reservations.
A tin of sloppy dog food.
There you go. Is
that a roller skate? You're joking, right?
I am ready to...
Chloe picks up a chunk of meat.
There's only one thing this is good for.
She drops it in Rachel's shoe.
Try this on for size.
Guys, let's go!
Rachel slips her shoe on.
Rachel, what did you do to her?
Nothing. She's faking. Let's go.
Oh, you silly girl.
She's so cute. We should take her with us.
Yes, take me out for some real food.
I'm not taking the dog.
Dancing. Hey, wait.
The girls leave the hotel. Chloe, watching from the balcony, knocks a plant pot over.
Come back here. Oops. Just add that to the bill.
The doorman says, wait a sec. Check it out, says a boy.
Hola, and adios.
¿Qué fue lo que pasó, papá?
The receptionist spots Chloe getting out of the lift in a cashmere sweater and booties.
You want to dance, Rachel? Let's dance.
Chloe scampers past the boy who's sweeping the broken plant pot off the pavement. The spoiled pooch makes her way to the beach where a man is cutting fruit with a machete.
Okay, guy with the giant knife. Moving on.
She spots some musicians round a campfire.
You know, if I wasn't starving, this might actually be fun.
Oh, there you are. You are in so much trouble. Oh, but hey, put me down.
Who are you?
Chloe is snatched by a shadowy figure and bundled into the back of a van.
Rachel! Help me! Somebody, please! I'm being dognapped!
¿Qué es lo que está pasando, señorita?
Rachel!
There are more frightened dogs in the van. At the hotel.
So, good night.
Seriously?
No kiss?
Chloe! Chloe, come out! Chloe, I'm not kidding. I mean it. Stop hiding. Chloe?
I'm sorry I gave you dog food.
Chloe? I'll order you room service for breakfast in the morning. Chloe?
Rachel's friends come back.
What's up, Lisa?
Chloe's missing.
The dog nappers speed out of town. Next morning, at an animal refuge.
I don't know where she would go. She doesn't like to walk anywhere, let alone run.
Well,
what?
Las peleas de perros were in town. Dog fights. They're criminals, always on the move.
Well, how do I find them?
I have heard rumors.
Mexico City. Well, then there's really nothing more you can do, Rach.
You've done everything you can, Rach.
Why don't you go put your suit on and join us?
I'm gonna keep looking for Chloe. And if I can't find her, I'm gonna go to Mexico City.
Rach! Chloe!
The sprawling streets of Mexico City stretch to the horizon. In a backstreet warehouse, a powerful-looking dog is led on a leash through a warren of cages containing dogs of all shapes and sizes. Sitting forlornly in one of the cages is Chloe.
Where am I?
You're in the dog fights.
Dog fights? What? This is outrageous. I was born to shop, not fight. Unless it's at a sales rack.
Quit whining, princesa.
Chloe Winthrop Ash does not whine.
Ay, Dios mío. A delusional chihuahua.
You won't get any sympathy from the Prado, señorita. He's a gladiator.
A gladiator?
Oh, you know, a fighter. Delgado is the best of the best.
Don't listen to Rafa, chica. El Diablo is the meanest dog in the fight. Word is they fought once before, and Delgado did not come out on top.
What's he saying?
Ay, bendito, he always prays before a fight. Don't you speak any Spanish, chica, huh?
The name's Chloe, not chica. And why would I speak Spanish?
Hello, you're Chihuahua, mija.
So? I'm from Beverly Hills. You know 90210, the shopping capital of the world?
She's a gringa from California.
That's right, and the only reason I'm here is because I was stolen.
You think I volunteered for this?
But I'm an heiress.
A hairless?
No, an heiress. I have a trust fund.
Look. If you're worth something, then they'll ransom you. And if they ransom you, they won't fight you. So I guess you have nothing to worry about.
Well, that's a relief.
I am so glad you feel better. Now can we get a little quiet?
I can't wait until Viv finds out what Rachel's done.
At Viv's mansion, Pappy is skipping across the lawn while Sam's at the controls of a JCB.
Song, I think of you day and night.
Hold your tacos. These scents are old.
Papi! You have to go home, Papi!
Where is she? Where is my Chloe?
Pappy finds Angela stealing a photograph.
Whoa! What's going on?
Hey, Papi, come on. Let's go.
Hi. Hola.
Hi.
I'm Rachel's friend, and, you're the gardener, right?
I'm Sam.
Your garden is muy bonita. And when I get a casa, I'm so calling you to be my gardener because it's...
Thank you very much. Where's Rachel?
Forget her, dude! Where's Chloe?
And what are you hiding there?
She shows him the photograph.
Chloe's lost in Mexico and Rachel stayed behind to find her.
The love of my life is out there in trouble?
She wants me to email this to her in Mexico City. Yeah, so... ¿Dónde está Chloe?
Where is Chloe, she says. In the warehouse, a crowd is gathered around a makeshift arena.
Señoras y señores, you know him, you love him. El campeón es Diablo!
Diablo, a ferocious pointy-eared Doberman, is released into the arena. A sinister bearded man watches from above.
Oh, well, it's about time someone's upgrading my accommodations.
And now, the challenger! Wait in! I don't want me 6 pounds! I give you Chi-Chi-Wa!
Chloe's thrown in.
Hey! Thank you! Thank you! You're too kind, really. This is so much nicer than that stinky corral. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was alone. Mister...
They call me El Diablo.
Well, it's certainly nice to meet you. Clearly, I'm in the wrong place, so perhaps we could speak to the concierge or someone.
Stop talking!
You know, I've got a dentist in Beverly Hills who could do something about that yellowing.
What?
I mean, I just get the idea that teeth are important in your line of work.
You don't like my smile?
Hey, watch it, buddy. Say it, don't spray it.
Delgado and Rafa look anxious.
Sounds like he's closing in.
Dog that size? Won't be much left of her. She's adios. She's bye-bye.
Poor little hairless. Ya llenares de gracia. Ayúdame, Dios.
Okay, that's it.
Delgado. Delgado, what? What are you doing?
Huh?
Delgado.
What's going on?
Oh, whoa, whoa. Where are you going?
How do you do that?
Yo, bro, give me the combination.
Yeah, save us,
Delgado.
Don't leave us.
Come back, is it?
This is highly inappropriate. Hey, that's cashmere. Woo!
Diablo drags Chloe. A guard is overpowered by stampeding dogs.
Vamonos!
Vamonos! Hasta la bye-bye!
Vamonos!
Let go before I... Rips.
The bearded man notices Chloe's diamond collar.
I know it's rude to leave early, but I really must be going now.
The show's over for you, chica.
You know, dog eat dog is just an expression!
Not this time, Diablo! Move it!
Delgado snatches Chloe from the arena. The fugitive hounds stream out into the street. Chloe struggles to keep up.
Wait! Slow down, you guys! Slow down!
What's wrong with you, huh? What's my fault? Where did that go? Go!
The sinister bearded man, Vasquez, sends his thugs off in pursuit. The fleeing canines race through a crowded marketplace.
English, please!
Move it! Let's go!
Shoppers step aside as the dogs whiz past them like a torrent of water.
This way!
Okay.
That way, run, says Vasquez as he and his thugs close in. One of Chloe's booties comes off.
My booty!
Your what?
My booty!
Forget it!
That's Italian leather, mister.
Delgado picks Chloe up by the scruff of her neck and carries her away. The thugs collide with a cart.
Go, dog! Go!
Put it in, guy!
Delgado and Chloe hurtle towards a small hole in a fence.
Hey! Wait a minute! You won't fit!
I got it!
Delgado hurdles the fence.
Oh, no! I lost another booty!
Later at the warehouse, the guard, Rafferty.
I am sure I locked those cages, sir.
I want that chihuahua.
Why?
Vasquez hurls Chloe's torn sweater at Rafferty, then sits down beside Diablo.
She's worth something. And judging by the diamonds around her neck, it's a lot.
Look out.
They run into masked stilt walkers in a carnival procession.
What is all of this?
El Día de los Muertos. The Day of the Dead.
This is so beautiful.
It's what humans do to honor their ancestors. It keeps them alive in their hearts. Helps them remember who they are, where they came from.
Wow.
Delgado, you're my dog.
Delgado, gracias, bro.
Ay, te guacho, cucaracho.
I'm out of here.
I'll see you, kid. Oh. Buena suerte.
Wait. Delgado.
Chloe scurries down a dingy alleyway after German Shepherd Delgado.
See ya. Wait, that's it?
Number one rule of the streets, princesa. Every dog for himself. Now, get lost.
My name is not Princessa, it's Chloe. And I am lost. And I want to be found.
Ay, por favor, perdóname esto. Look, Princessa, look, kid. I got my own problems. I can't go back to the fights. I gotta get out of town.
How does Beverly Hills sound?
Too far.
Come on, if you could figure out a way back,
You could live with us on our estate.
In case you haven't noticed, I'm a little large for a lap dog.
But you're the perfect size for a guard dog. Our old one, Poppy, he ran off.
You had a guard dog named Poppy? Oh, bugger it. What hotel are you staying in?
So you'll do it?
Just answer the question before I change my mind.
I don't know the name, but believe me, it was no Carthay Hotel.
The Carthay? There's one here. Would they know you?
They should. We're preferred guests. We have a gold card.
Why me? Of all the dogs in Mexico, why me? All I need, Chihuahua with booties.
This will be fun. You'll see.
Here's the GPS.
Vasquez puts a GPS collar on Diablo.
We're hot.
Diablo, you go get me that Chihuahua. Go, go!
Diablo gallops through the dark, deserted streets like a thoroughbred. His shadow is cast onto a wall, making him look bigger than a horse. The devilish dog's howls spread across the city like a tidal wave, ripping over roofs and through streets to Delgado and Chloe.
Hold up a second.
What's that sound?
Hold your breath.
He knocks her into a muddy puddle.
Bill, what did you do that for?
El Diablo's got your scent.
Well, of course he does. It's Chanel number 5.
Congratulations.
Now I've lost another booty, and I stink.
I don't smell anything.
Are you kidding? I smell like a wet dog.
You are a wet dog.
Rachel's in a police station with a portly detective.
Look, señorita.
Ash.
I'm sorry. We're already trying to stop the fights. And we don't have time to look for every lost dog in Mexico.
This is not just any dog. This is my Aunt Viv's dog. Chloe means everything to her.
I tell you what.
Go back to your hotel. Download that photo you were telling me about. And I will see what I can do.
Gracias.
You're welcome.
Rachel checks the caller display on her mobile and winces.
Hi, Aunt Viv.
Ciao, Rachel. Yes, Capri's fantastic. You know, I was trying the house earlier. I was a little worried because nobody was there.
Yeah, we went out for Mexican.
Could I talk to her just a second?
I'll put her on.
Hi, where's my little baby?
Rachel's getting funny looks from the station staff around her. Outside a plush hotel.
Okay. Here you are, Your Highness. Carthay Hotel.
I feel like I'm home already. Thank you, Delgado. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All the day's work.
But maybe you should wait out here.
Yeah, whatever, kid.
I don't mean it like it sounds, but they can be a little particular about the dogs they let in.
Está bien. Knock yourself out.
We'll be eating gourmet food in no time.
Buenas noches. Bienvenido al Hotel Carthay.
Thank you.
Chloe scurries through the doors and into the lobby. She goes to the concierge.
Excuse me. Would you be so kind as to look at my collar? You'll find my owner's name and number on the back.
The concierge shoos Chloe away, and she backs into an immaculate Pekingese.
Hello?
Ew! It touched me.
Get this mud out of here!
Andale!
What? How dare you! I've been a preferred customer at this hotel for years. Don't you dare!
She's deposited in an alley at the back of the hotel.
I'm sorry.
You, sir, are making a big mistake. Huge.
She catches her reflection.
I'm hideous.
Oh, what's taking her so long?
Delgado trudges up to the hotel restaurant window. He picks something out amongst the crowd of smartly dressed diners. Sitting at a table being waited on is a white chihuahua sitting in profile. Delgado turns away.
Figures. What did I expect? De una princesa.
As Delgado turns away, the Chihuahua turns to the window to reveal a black marking round its eye. The glum German Shepherd troops off into the night as Chloe arrives at the front of the hotel.
Delgado, it was so humiliating, you won't believe.
She looks round, but he's gone.
Delgado. Delgado.
Chloe traipses past an imposing floodlit building with an equestrian statue in front of it. The abandoned Chihuahua passes a white-haired Mexican woman sitting in a doorway of the building, burning incense sticks over numerous pots that she has laid out in front of her. A woman pushing a cart accompanied by two children stops when she spots Chloe. She gives the disheveled pooch a glass of water, then continues on her way. Chloe traipses over a cobbled bridge that crosses a busy road. Light bounces off the wet cobbles, making it look like a silver streak cutting through the darkness. Chloe wearily slips into a cardboard box underneath a bench for shelter. Next morning, Rachel strides into the busy police station and heads straight for a uniformed officer at the front desk.
Excuse me, I'm here to see Detective Ramirez.
The officer glances over his shoulder.
Detective Ramirez is already with someone, señorita. 5 minutes, please.
Rachel looks around furtively, then squeezes past the front desk. Sam is at Ramirez's desk, filling out a form. Pappy is sitting on a chair beside him.
Don't look now, Hannah Montana, 3 o'clock.
What are you doing here? I mean, Kay, are you doing here?
Isn't it obvious to find Chloe? Your friend Angela told me everything.
Why did you pretend you couldn't speak English?
I didn't. You just assumed.
And you thought you just let me go along and make a fool of myself?
Well, you didn't need any help with that.
What makes you think I need help now from a gardener?
Oh, no, she didn't.
It's not that I have a problem with that word, but actually, I am a landscaper. And I'm not here for you. I'm here for Vivian, because she's like family to me.
Mustachioed Ramirez joins them.
I emailed a description of the dog's collar to all our stations.
Chloe's collar's worth a fortune.
You're welcome.
And maybe a picture of the collar might be even more helpful.
Yeah, a lot. Gracias.
So, what should we do now?
We? Nothing. You go back to your hotel and wait. Please.
Ramirez leaves with the picture.
He's right. There's nothing you can do.
What? We're Mexican, not Mexican.
I'm not gonna stop looking. He only cares about the collar. I need the duck.
I'm with her, amigo. My Chloe's in trouble. Hey, puppy. Hey, come on, fool, let's go.
Puppy, where are you going?
Dogs are frolicking at a party in the grounds of a lavish mansion. A birthday cake of a dog cocking its leg at a fire hydrant reads, "Happy Birthday, Sebastian." Sitting at the head of a table wearing a top hat is spoiled Sebastian.
I cannot believe Chloe's missing this.
Sebastian.
The dogs pose.
Thank you.
It's going to be on the cover of Purebred Monthly.
Oh, woohoo!
Dogs play on a bouncy castle. A bulldog glides along a water slide.
So, Scooter.
Come here, birthday
no,
dog.
No, whiskey, no, that really isn't necessary. Okay. Thank you.
Ooh. Hey, you guys don't think Chloe's in trouble, do you?
Please. I bet Rachel whisked her off to some fabu place. If I know Chloe, she's sitting under a palm tree being waited on by some hunky husky.
From her cardboard box under a bench, Chloe spots a passing boy smiling at her. He leaves some food on the ground for her.
I must be starving.
Oh, yeah, that's our churro.
See, our churro.
Excuse me, but I saw it first.
Ooh, better back off, muchachos. Looks like we have one of those Chihuahua warriors.
Now look, I've been dognapped, lost my favorite cashmere sweater, slept in a box, and I'm starting another in a series of bad hair days. So don't push me!
Let's get out of here!
Sorry.
That's what I thought.
Diablo's right behind her.
It's time to pay the piper.
perra pequeña.
Werewolf.
Hang on, kid! Delgado! Still trying to be the hero! I'll smell you out, Delgado!
Delgado grabs Chloe by the scruff of the neck and races away.
The Aztec Empire's heart was right here in Chapultepec Park, once used by the kings as a royal retreat.
Delgado and Chloe tear through a crowd at a museum. Diablo, close behind them, leaps onto a display table.
Move it! Hurry up!
I am!
Come on! Two at a time! Two at a time!
I have 4-inch legs, you know.
Come on, where are they? This way. Is this room not this way? Dale, drop you!
Hey! Where to now?
Oh, now we're trapped.
Now what?
I'm thinking.
A security guard dashes after the fugitive dogs. He draws his baton as he creeps round a display of dummies in Aztec outfits, where Chloe and Delgado are hiding.
Why did you abandon me?
¿Cómo?
I've already been abandoned once.
You left me, I didn't leave you. I saw you in there getting pampered and eating.
The closest I came to food was a used churro.
Diablo bands up and his prey make a break for it.
Come on, let's go.
Where are we going now?
I'm taking you to Puerto Vallarta. There's somebody there who can help us out.
Is that on the way to Beverly Hills?
They make their way to a busy marketplace.
Okay, over here, jump in.
They climb into the back of a truck loaded with boxes.
Delgado?
What?
Why is El Diablo after me?
Vasquez must have sent him.
Who's Vasquez?
He runs the dogfights and anything else he can make a quick buck at. The police have been after him for years, but he's too slippery.
How do you know all that? Were you a criminal or something?
Or something. Get some sleep. It's a long ride and tomorrow's a big day.
What did El Diablo mean by still trying to be the hero?
Delgado lies down, his muzzle firmly shut.
Never mind.
The ramshackle truck pulls away just as Rachel approaches a stall holder with a flyer. Pappy's close behind.
Hi. What the? What's this? That's Chloe's booty! Hey, lady!
Pappy picks up the booty in his mouth.
What is it? Chloe's booty. Good job!
She is near.
Sam!
I can feel it.
Hey, well, wait for me!
He said he saw a white chihuahua with a bunch of dogs run through here. She was being carried by a German shepherd.
German shepherd carrying my Chloe?
Let's go!
Oh, I'm gonna kick some tail. Poppy style.
Yes.
Someone else is looking for that dog, too.
There is a lot of money riding on this chihuahua. Do you understand? They cannot find her before we do.
I'm on it.
Vasquez is looking at a picture of Viv and Chloe on the internet. He checks his tracking device.
Come on, baby, come on. Come on, Diablo.
The busy beachside resort of Puerto Vallarta is sandwiched between the Pacific Ocean and wooded mountains. The ramshackle truck with Delgado and Chloe aboard pulls up in the bustling port.
Okay, this is us. We're here. Shake your last booty and let's go.
They scamper off the truck and melt into the crowd.
So, what's your plan?
Okay, here's the deal. Plant your paws here, keep your muzzle shut, and wait for me to come back.
But where are you going? Delgado? You're very withholding, you know that?
Chloe eyes up a fountain.
I guess this is my day at the spa.
She tentatively slips into the water and wades through the fountain, getting showered with crystal clear water. She climbs out wearing one booty and her diamond collar and shakes off the water.
Much better.
She's spotted by a rat called Manuel and an iguana called Chico.
Okay, there she is. Now you remember the con, right?
I don't really have to eat you, do I?
Only swallow my legs. Okay, here we go. Easy on the teeth. Act scary.
Okay.
Help! Help! Please help me! Help me, somebody! Help!
You're choking me!
Ooh, keep your tongue to yourself! Help me, somebody!
Oh, this is just like Animal Planet. What do I do?
Something! Anything! Help!
Choo-choo, lizard! Shoot! Shoot! Regurgitate that rat! Ew.
Chico scurries away.
Oh my gosh! Are you all right? Hello? Hola?
Manuel struggles to focus on Chloe.
Are you an angel? Am I dead?
No, and I'm not an angel.
And yet you're wearing a halo.
This is my collar from Harry Winston.
Is that in heaven?
Well, sort of. Beverly Hills.
Ah, Beverly Hills. Well, you're a long way from home. Perhaps I can be of assistance. I am Manuel. I work on a luxury cruise ship as a porter, tending to the discriminating needs of refined upscale dogs like yourself.
Really? Do you think you could help me get home?
Well, save my life.
It's the very least I can do.
Manuel eyes the glittering diamonds around Chloe's neck. On a fenced-off training ground near a docked luxury liner, German shepherds are being put through their paces by police trainers. Delgado watches from the other side of the fence. One of the training dogs catches sight of him.
Delgado? Delgado?
Hey, Tomas.
It's really you, cuz. What happened? Where you been? Nobody's seen you since, you know, a while.
I'm doing this little security gig, and I'm taking a rich chihuahua back to Beverly Hills. She's got a tag in her collar.
So take her to a rescue shelter. They'll read it and call the owner.
It's not that simple. Vasquez is looking for her, and he's got informants everywhere. He's even got El Diablo after her.
El Diablo? That's where you're doing it?
That delinquent is behind me. It's just a job. Can you get Officer Mendez to call her tag?
Yeah, okay. Bring it to me. I'll see what I can do.
Gracias.
Delgado trots back to the square where he left Chloe.
Come on, let's go. Come on, I found someone to read your tag.
Really? So did I.
Where's your collar?
You're not the only one who can get things done, you know.
What?
I gave my collar to Manuel, and he is taking it to the ship's captain to read.
Manuel? Who's Manuel?
The kindly pack rat who's helping me out. I saved him from being eaten by an iguana.
An iguana? An iguana? That is the oldest con in the book! Iguanas are vegetarians!
Well, I'm sorry. I don't meet many iguanas on Rodeo Drive.
Without your ID tag, there's nothing to separate you from any collarless stray on the street!
Well, Manuel promised me he'd be right back from the ship.
What ship? That ship? What happened to the don't talk to strangers?
You said nothing about iguanas.
Ay, Dios mío.
Diablo's prowling the streets of Puerto Vallarta. He passes an alleyway where Chico and Manuel are lurking.
And then I said, are you an angel? American dogs are so gullible. Chico, who is the greatest con man in Mexico?
Huh? You are. Now, can we steal some lunch? I'm hungry.
Where did you get that?
Please don't eat me, man. I got a wife and 300 kids to feed.
Eat them first.
Where is the chihuahua?
Chihuahua? I don't know any chihuahua. I'm from the Yucatan. Of course, if you'd like to meet one, I could arrange it for the right price.
You're about to be lunch.
That's the right price. I do know.
Do something, do something.
You're trying my patience, Chaparrita.
Stop trying his patience.
Where is she?
By the fountain near the docks. Hey, I didn't know she was like a friend of yours. I was just borrowing it.
Please don't hurt me.
That dog's lucky I didn't cha-cha on his chest.
You know, Manuel, I don't think that dog was a friend of hers.
It was not our problem, Chico. Come on, let's go right up piñata. I feel like feeding my sweet tooth.
Oh, leave me out of this, Manuel. Where there's a piñata, there's a stick.
At some dusty railway sidings.
Delgado?
Yeah?
What are we doing here?
This is where we meet the coyote.
A coyote?
A smuggler. They sneak collarless dogs like us across the border.
You used to be a police dog, didn't you? That's how you know Sergeant Tomas. That's how you can do all those things.
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you quit? Did you get fired? Did you do something wrong?
Yes, I did something wrong, okay? You satisfied? Now just drop it.
Okay. Okay.
There he is. Okay, we're on. Follow me. And no more questions.
Okay, okay. But what was it? Was someone hurt?
Drop it! Just drop it! Basta! You're driving me crazy.
Well, you're not exactly the most charming traveling companion either.
Good, because we're parting ways.
What? Well, wait. What are you doing?
This train will take you to Tijuana.
But
nothing. The coyote will take you over the border from there.
Buenos dias.
What?
Make yourself at home.
Best of luck.
But you promised.
Chloe peers forlornly out of the railway goods truck. Delgado turns and walks away.
Delgado!
Delgado looks back at Chloe as the train slowly pulls away. He walks on a few paces, stops and looks back at the train, gradually pulling further and further away. He turns away from the train, his melancholy eyes darkening.
Don't turn around. Don't turn around. Don't. What am I doing?
He gallops after the train like a racehorse, Chloe watching from the open door of the goods truck.
Fast train.
You can do it! Jump!
He jumps and desperately clings onto the truck.
Oh, that hurt.
Okay, good.
I could use a little help.
I'll pull you up.
She tugs his ear and gets tossed onto his head, leaving them hanging out of the truck.
Don't help! Don't help!
He flings her inside the truck, then clambers in after her.
Oh, what can I say? A promise is a promise.
Sure thing, Delgado.
Elsewhere, Pappy's ears flap as he listens to the sounds around him.
Damn. How do you say it lost?
Spanish. Perdido. Perdido, perdido, pero.
Chloe.
Wait, he's got something.
Pappy races away.
Pappy! Pappy!
He approaches two lounging strays.
You! That scent! Where did you get that scent?
Maybe you haven't noticed, but I'm currently napping in a sewage pipe here.
Oh, you mean the moldy taco?
No, fool! The perfume. It's Chloe's. She's an American Chihuahua. Oh, her ears are as pink as seashells, and her nose is like a raspberry.
You serious, bro?
Eh? A berry?
Oh, un momento. Is she kind of uppity with matching clothes?
You know her. Where is she?
Last we saw her, she was with Delgado on the run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Delgado? Who is this Delgado? I want to hear more. Come with me.
Pappy scurries back to Sam and Rachel.
Looks like you found a couple of friends.
Just what we need. Stray dogs.
Pappy was a stray dog. I saved him from the pound. Hey, buddy. He inspires me every day. What inspires you, Rachel?
Get back to you on that.
Hey, look at that. How you doing? Hello.
Sam greets the strays.
Yes, he is kind of cute. We could take him with us, but you have to give him a bath because they stink.
I can handle that.
You stink.
Just a bath.
Oh, I love this.
I think I'm in love with that gringa.
The stray mongrel, Rafa, gets a kiss from Rachel.
I think he likes it.
I think he likes you.
Adios!
Rafa and his friend, Chucho, escape from the bath, and Rachel ends up in it. Later, the rescued strays are in Rachel's hotel room.
Oh, yeah, mira. I'm clean. I'm really clean. I never knew clean. I know clean now.
I have never had my teeth brushed before. It's minty.
It's weird.
Papi, this is great. We should call a room service.
Let's order a movie. Have we found a home, Papi?
I don't know, but they'll make sure you're safe. Sam did it for me.
See you tomorrow. Come on, guys.
Oh, no, they can stay with me. I take responsibility.
Cool.
Papi, what did you see, compa?
It's a big place, my little friend.
I may be small, but I am fighting for something bigger than all of it. Mi corazón.
I can be your hero, baby.
The train with Chloe and Delgado aboard thunders through a desert. The fugitive dogs are lazing in the goods truck. A puppy addresses Chloe.
Excuse me, where are you from?
I'm from Beverly Hills.
Where is that?
Well, it feels like a long way from here.
Señorita, what is that?
It's a booty. I lost the others. All the dogs in Beverly Hills wear them to protect their feet.
It must be very dirty there.
No, actually, it's probably the cleanest place I know.
Then that's pretty silly to wear a booty.
Pedro, be polite.
You know something, Pedro? You're right.
As night falls, Pedro the puppy yawns. Chloe tugs at the booty on her paw. She peers out of the truck and drops it outside. It flutters away like a leaf in an autumn breeze. Under cover of night, Diablo picks up a scent in the Puerto Vallarta railway sidings. He leaps aboard a passing freight train. Next morning, at Rachel's hotel in Mexico City.
Rachel. Rachel.
Come on, Sleeping Beauty, let's go!
Detective Ramirez called. A white chihuahua and a German shepherd were seen in Puerto Vallarta. They're not sure if it was her because she wasn't wearing her collar.
What? Someone stole Chloe's collar? Oh, I'm gonna go all kinds of Mexican on them.
Manuel and Chico are lying on a pile of sweets inside a piñata.
Hey, Chico, I have this pain in the pit of my stomach. Must have been the Pop Rocks.
Or it could be guilt. We should have never stolen the chica's collar. Now she'll never get home.
They fall out onto a shop floor. A woman in a shop screams, "A rat!"
Let's get out of here!
A murderous-looking shopkeeper snarls, "The rat and the iguana." The donkey-shaped piñata falls on the two animals and they chase a boy who cries, "It's alive!" The shopkeeper stalks the aisles, wielding a broom. The piñata glides past.
Aisle 4, tortillas on the floor!
They're unmasked.
I feel naked.
Manuel and Chico scarpa. They dodge blows from the broom. Manuel clings to Chico's tail. The shopkeeper blocks their escape. He swings the broom at them and they dart under his legs and into a hole in the wall. The shopkeeper reaches in and is bitten.
That's what you get!
On his hands and knees, the shopkeeper beats the floor in frustration. He notices Chloe's collar that's been dropped in the tussle.
Hey! He's got my diamonds!
Our diamonds.
Whatever!
The shopkeeper holds up the diamond collar with a look of wide-eyed manic glee. A caption reads, "I'm rich, I'm rich." He looks furtively from side to side, then drops the collar inside his apron. A dog rushes into the goods truck where his fellow stowaways are hiding.
Wake up! The conductor's coming! Hi! Rapido, hi!
The stowaways scurry into hiding places amongst the sacks and boxes and shelves.
What's going on? Delgado, what's happening?
We got trouble. Hide behind the crate.
Okay.
I'll distract. Don't come out no matter what happens.
Delgado.
Don't come out no matter what happens.
What are you gonna do?
Something crazy.
A train guard opens the door of the goods truck, and Delgado hurtles past him. The German shepherd bursts into the restaurant car and leaps from table to table. He squeezes past hapless guards and passengers trying to grab him, then leaps out of an open door, landing beside the railway line.
Wow, that used to be easier. Ay, Dios mío. Just my luck.
Delgado!
Chloe leaps on his back.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, my back.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I just jumped off a train! By myself! And it was moving!
I told you to stay on board.
We're in this together. I couldn't leave you here. I've never had a friend like you.
You should have stayed, kid. Look around. You should have stayed.
They're in the middle of a desert. The shopkeeper's with Ramirez, Rachel, and Sam.
I told the local police I found the collar on a rat, but they didn't believe me.
I went to turn the diamonds in, and they tried to arrest me.
Sorry for the confusion, señor.
The rat. He's clever.
Oye, this hombre needs help.
I set traps to keep him out, but he always gets in. Sneaky. Sneaky mouse.
You know what you need? Guard dog.
He's a stray.
Yeah, he's a stray. But he's a really good dog.
The shopkeeper strokes Chucho enthusiastically, saying, such a pretty dog. Rafa the pitbull looks back as he leaves with the others.
Thanks for returning Chloe's collar.
Congratulations, amigo. You have a home.
Gracias, Rafa. It'll happen for you, too.
Stay proud, brother.
Come on, bro. Ain't nothing to it but to do it, man.
Adios. Adios, Chucho. Hey, don't chew the furniture.
Good luck finding your dog.
Thank you. Gracias.
I just got off with the Puerto Vallarta police. There was some dog trouble on the northbound train this morning. A German Shepherd jumped off.
Chloe. Gracias.
Thank you, detective.
Buena suerte. Call me if you find out anything.
We just follow the track north. Yeah,
it brought... Manuel and Chico are skulking under a fruit store.
Oh, man, she's getting away with my diamonds.
I think that's like karma. See, you steal it, and eventually it is stolen from you.
And I steal it back.
Oh, how you gonna do that?
Quiet.
Manuel scurries towards the open door of Rachel and Sam's car. Later, the dog detectives are driving along a dusty desert road that runs parallel to the railway line. Pappy is sitting on Rachel's lap, staring out of the window, his large ears flapping in the breeze. Elsewhere in the desert...
So, Bimini says that she's going out with Scooter, who I happen to know is completely crazy.
Oh, please, make it stop.
But I can't say that to her. I have to be supportive, right? Wait a minute. Haven't we passed this tree before?
No. You're mistaken. We've been walking for hours.
But I tinkled there.
You what? You tinkled?
Can't you tell? Oh. Oh my. You can't smell. Can you?
No.
What happened? It's okay. You can tell me.
I didn't, quit the police force. They let me go because I could no longer follow a scent. And now we're out here walking in circles. I'm sorry, kid.
What's that?
Mountain lions.
I'm scared, Delgado.
I know. Okay, we better get moving. We gotta get out of the open.
Okay.
Let's go, double time.
Delgado looks round at the craggy, rocky hills, then leads the way across the dusty ground to a small cave where they take shelter.
Delgado, what happened to you? Why can't you smell anything?
Well, my partner and I, we were on a major bust. I was on point. Before I knew it, I was blindsided. Then it all went bad.
In a flashback, Delgado is attacked by Diablo, and Vasquez aims a gun at police officers.
While I was down, my partner got hurt. He was never the same after that. And neither was I. I should have sensed him coming. Next day, I woke up and couldn't smell a thing.
Were you hurt?
No. They say it's all in my head. In my head. They found us. I'll hold them off as long as I can while you run. You understand?
They're just cats. You could take them.
We need a miracle.
Still going?
Run when I say run!
Come on, take them! Yeah, you can do it! Don't be afraid! Go, go, go!
Delgado growls at three snarling mountain lions.
Run, kid! Run!
Okay,
run!
Okay,
run!
Okay.
Now! Run and hide! Hide!
I'm here.
This is not hiding.
Dogs and lions look to a dust cloud hurtling towards them with growing strength like a hurricane. The dust clears to reveal a pack of angry-looking chihuahuas. The mountain lions look bewildered. The Chihuahua leader eyeballs the mountain lions.
Say hello to my little friends.
The mountain lions turn tail and run.
Oh,
That's some bark you guys got.
I am Moctezuma. Come with us if you want to live.
Yeah, I want to live.
Now I've seen it all.
Montezuma leads Chloe and Delgado to a network of craggy canyons cut into the desert.
Can you help us get back to civilization, Montezuma?
Of course, but it is too dangerous to travel these canyons after dark. You will spend the night here with us.
Where are we?
You are in Chihuahua, birthplace of our mighty breed.
I was born in Beverly Hills.
Si, but your ancestors came from here. The Aztec people left long ago, but we remain.
Chloe gazes in awe at the ruins of an Aztec city nestling in the canyon. As the Californian pooch and Mexican police dog are led along the central street, scores of chihuahuas scamper out of doorways and down stone staircases to gawp at the visitors.
Did you hear what he said, Delgado? I come from a mighty breed.
Yeah, mighty annoying.
You're just mad because we were saved by little dogs.
Very little dogs.
Montezuma.
Tonight, we celebrate your arrival.
Thank you, Montezuma.
Oh, please, call me Monty.
Top dog Monty winks at Chloe. In the evening, the chihuahuas gather together.
Wow, all this for me, Monty?
Yes, Chloe. When a chihuahua comes home, it is cause for celebration.
Even a Beverly Hills chihuahua?
Of course. No matter where you come from, you are one of us. Tiny, but mighty.
Mighty? But I'm just a lap dog.
Lap dog? No. Do not insult yourself. Do not insult the chihuahua race.
No mas?
Si. It means no more. We chihuahuas are not toys or fashion accessories.
No mas.
We were not bred to wear silly hats and ride in purses.
No mas.
We will no longer be spoken to with baby talk. We have been called teacup and tiny toy for too long.
No mas.
Names like Fifi, Fufu, Pookie, Pumpkin,
or Squirt.
No mas.
Yes, we chihuahuas shake. But not for the amusement of humans. We shake because we know the power of our inner strength, our bark.
No mas!
Yes, we are tiny, but we are mighty!
No mas! No mas! No mas!
Join with us, Chloe. Embrace no mas. Find your bark.
My bark?
Si, that which makes you mighty. That which makes you... you. We are chihuahuas. Hear us roar!
Chloe yelps.
That was embarrassing.
Don't worry, little one. Your bark will come when you need it most.
The army of chihuahuas gathered in the center of the canyon bark as one. Pappy is alert and stretched up on his hind legs looking out of the window of Sam and Rachel's car as they pull into a small town where strings of lights crisscross the streets. They pull up outside a guest house where an old woman with long gray hair opens the door to meet them.
Buenas noches, señora.
Last one in the house is a chew toy!
Come in, says the old woman. A suitcase on the back seat of the car shuffles. Manuel and Chico clamber out.
Sweet smell of success.
Oh, smelling something else. Oh.
There's the bag that's got my diamonds. Hey, watch your nose!
I don't feel right about this. Look, my neck flap is swelling up.
Hey, stop with the guilt, huh? Iguanas are supposed to be cold-blooded.
Well, you know I was born in captivity. I grew up under a heat lamp.
Snap out of it. We got a job to do.
Aha!
You're the pack rat who stole the collar.
See, you're so busted. Hey, dude, you got me mixed up with another rat. You know, we all look alike.
No, it's him.
What?
He did it.
Hey!
Now the love of my life is out there in trouble.
Not because of us.
No.
We were just trying to save her.
Yeah.
From the demon dog that's hunting her.
Tell me about this demon dog.
Pappy glares at Manuel and Chico. In the middle of the desert, Diablo gallops along a railway line. In a van driven by Rafferty, Vasquez is following his devilish dog's progress on the handheld GPS tracker. Under white, fluffy clouds smudged across a blue sky, jagged, mountainous rocks stretch into the horizon like gigantic tree stumps. Chloe and Delgado follow Monty to the edge of the canyon overlooking the Aztec city.
Chloe, you can always stay here with us.
This place is amazing, Monty. But there's someone at home who's probably worried and missing me, and I miss him.
Your corazón?
Mi corazón? What does that mean?
My heart.
I never even gave him a chance.
We Chihuahuas come in many shapes and colors. But when you look, not with your eyes, but with your soul, there we are all the same.
Listen, back there with the lions. Well, thanks.
But of course, we are Chihuahuas.
Later, Chloe and Delgado arrive at a mountain resort.
Oh, civilization at last. We made it, Delgado. Delgado!
Just keep back.
Wow, that was fun.
Oh, yeah, you're a real aquatic goddess.
Delgado, look.
What? Is that you? Ice Toga.
I can't believe Rachel's looking for me.
Okay, let's get some help.
The two intrepid canines stand under a missing poster with Chloe's picture on it and attract the attention of two park rangers. A male ranger says to his female colleague, "Hey, isn't that the dog on the sign?"
Chloe.
The rangers turn to each other and smile. In the town, as Sam loads the luggage into the car, Rachel turns to the hostess and says, "Thanks for everything." "You're welcome," replies the kindly old lady. She kneels down to stroke Rafa, who licks her face enthusiastically.
"We always kept the dog when my husband was alive.
He'd make a great companion. You guys are perfect for each other."
"Somebody's got a lady friend."
"Oh, I have a home."
"We're on our way. Hey, Rachel, that was Ramirez. They found Chloe."
Rachel rushes into Sam's arms. They squeeze each other tightly, then break off, looking embarrassed.
"Whoa, awkward."
"We should go. Ramirez is going to meet us there. I tell you, everything's going to be fine."
A river cuts through a lush valley. Sam and Rachel cruise along a road bridge that crosses the river, and close behind them, Vasquez and Rafferty in their van. Sam and Rachel pull up outside the ranger's office in the mountain resort.
"I think this is the place."
Pappy stays in the car, looking around alertly.
"Chloe!"
Delgado's tied to the deserted reception desk.
"Hola? Hello?"
"Okay, how about here? The American dogs are so picky. Okay, go. What? Excuse me, señorita. Please, go."
In the forest, the ranger looks away from Chloe. Pappy notices Vasquez and Rafferty driving into the resort.
"I've seen that gringo before." "Oye, that van. My Chloe's been there."
"Right on, mighty dog. Power to the puppy. Now go get her."
"Go get your princesa."
"Mi corazón.
So romantic."
Pappy scurries after the villains.
"Man, I thought we'd never get rid of him.
Come on, apurele.
Now I'll finally get my diamond.
Please, for the love of a banana, please."
"Oh, what?
Chico topples over the edge of the car seat. In the forest, Diablo thunders through the dense undergrowth and snatches Chloe, severing her leash.
"Señora?"
Delgado spots Vasquez and Rafferty looking excited.
"Oh, no. No!
My dad! My dad!
Chloe!"
The ranger yells, "They took the dog!"
"Turn me loose!"
"What? What did he say?"
"Chloe!"
"Don't worry, we're going to find her.
Delgado breaks loose.
"Kid!"
He calls into the roadside bushes.
"Kid, where are you?"
"Chloe!"
In the forest.
Where are you taking me?"
Holding Chloe by the scruff of the neck, Diablo stops by the overgrown ruins of a pyramid. Vasquez and Rafferty pull up in their van. Black-haired Vasquez crouches down in front of Diablo with an evil grin. Diablo drops Chloe at his master's feet.
"Good job, Diablo. Good job."
Vasquez holds Chloe's tiny head in a vice-like grip.
"You've been a lot of trouble. I hope you're worth it."
"I need to call the owner, so get the dog in the van."
"Yes, sir."
Rafferty scoops up Chloe, then takes her to the back of the van.
Surprise!
Pappy clamps his jaws around Rafferty's nose.
Don't mess with the chihuahua!
Rafferty crashes to the ground.
Pappy, what are you doing here?
Rescuing you! Run! Come on, Chloe.
They scamper up the pyramid steps.
Get that chihuahua! Which one? The mean one!
Pappy, you're trapped!
I will protect you, mi corazón.
As Diablo hurtles after the chihuahuas, Chloe falls through a hole which opens up in the pyramid floor.
Hold on, Chloe!
She desperately tries to hold on but drops into the darkness. In the resort, Chico lands on Manuel as they climb out of Sam and Rachel's car.
Ow!
Oh, my back. I need an aspirin. Doesn't that hurt? You see a tooth around?
You too! What are you doing here?
It's not what you think, man. Look, we're not trying to steal this collar.
Right.
Oh, maybe we are.
Look, what my partner's trying to say is, if you hurry, you can pick a percent using this.
Yeah.
I can't.
What? What? I make this noble gesture and you're not even going to try? What was the point of having that big thing on the end of your face?
I can't.
She needs you, man.
What part of can't don't you understand?
She needs you, man.
You can do it.
Smell.
That's it.
You can do it, Delgado. Come on.
Delgado's nostrils quiver.
I'm getting something. Pack rat. Old nachos. Chanel number 5.
He's got it.
I have a chihuahua to save.
Delgado grabs the collar and races away.
He's got my collar!
Yeah, baby, he's got it. You did a good thing, Manuel. You know you did a good thing. You're blushing.
He pads to the ranger's office and drops the collar on the floor.
That's Chloe's collar.
He wants to lead us to the chihuahua. Let's go.
Delgado leads the newly arrived Ramirez, Rachel, Sam, and the two rangers to the ruined pyramid. Ramirez follows Delgado inside.
Be careful. The whole structure is crumbling.
Vasquez and Diablo are searching a dimly lit central chamber where Pappy's being held in a cage. Chloe scampers through a small tunnel.
Rafferty, there's no sign of the dog here.
Hey, tough guy. You're lucky I'm locked in here.
Rafferty, come in.
You look confused. Hey, man, where you going? To find the rest of your tail?
Rafferty, come in.
Diablo loiters by the small tunnel.
I know you're here, chica. I can smell you.
Rafferty, come in.
Elsewhere in the pyramid, Rafferty creeps through the darkness.
Rafferty. Sorry to break it up, boss.
Delgado hides in the shadows, yelping.
I'm gonna get you now, you little rat.
Rafferty runs into the armed rangers and Ramirez.
Hello. One down.
In the chamber.
Rafferty, what's going on? Talk to me. What's going on?
Chloe, you're okay.
Shh.
Come in, I cannot hear you. Come on.
Chloe opens the cage.
Who you been hanging around with?
Diablo, let's get out. Get up!
Run!
Get up!
Follow me!
We can do it! Whoa! You heard the man? Come on! Get me! Too slow, gotta go!
Diablo goes after Pappy and Vasquez clambers after Chloe, who scurries along a twisted tree trunk that cuts through the ruins.
You better watch out, dog. I'm gonna beat you like a piñata. They don't call me Papi Loco for nothing.
Come on, little rat.
Come on!
Whoa. Papi!
Say goodbye to your corazón.
No, Moss. No, Moss.
It's over.
Chloe!
No!
Chloe's ferocious bark causes debris to rain down on the chamber, blotting out the shafts of sunlight.
I bark!
Ay, Dios mío!
I bark!
As Vasquez tries to escape along a tunnel, Delgado leaps on him.
Two down! It's all yours, officer.
Ramirez restrains Vasquez.
Señor Vasquez!
Did you see that?
Wow!
I bark!
Ay, mami! Nice set of pipes!
It's time to finish what I started.
You don't scare me anymore.
Then why are you shaking?
Because I am a chihuahua.
Diablo!
Delgado pounces on Diablo but is thrown off.
Big mistake.
Leave him alone.
Whoa, Chloe, what are you doing?
You owe me a cashmere sweater.
No,
monster?
Chloe!
How dare you!
Chloe, watch out!
Chloe clings to Diablo, but he throws her off like a rag doll. Delgado leaps on Diablo.
It's over, Diablo! It is over!
You took everything from me. Now, we're even.
Chloe? Mi corazón?
Delgado turns from Diablo to see Pappy tending to Chloe, who's not moving. When Delgado looks back, there's no sign of Diablo.
Kid?
She's gone. Wake up, mi corazón. It's me. Your papi. Speak to me. Fill my ears with your beautiful voice. Without you, the sun will have no warmth. The flowers, no beauty. Chloe, my tail will have no wag. Come back to Beverly Hills with me, and I will tend your garden forever. Your love is the rain that falls upon my earth.
Don't stop now. It's just getting good.
Ay, Chihuahua!
Poppy, that was beautiful.
Chloe, you're back. You're back.
Chloe?
She's back!
Chloe, you're okay. Chloe, where have you been? Rachel, you missed all the fun.
Oh, you are one tough Chihuahua.
Tiny, but mighty.
Hi, Chloe. Hi.
Rachel plants a kiss on Chloe. Outside, Vasquez's van is towed away. The handcuffed villains are bundled into waiting police cars as Pappy, Chloe, and Delgado watch from the pyramid steps. Vasquez sneers defiantly at Ramirez. Delgado turns to Pappy.
So you're the guard dog?
No, man. I'm a landscaper.
Oops.
Right. Well, adios, kid.
Oh, Delgado? You know, Vivian could still use a guard dog.
Thanks for the offer. But someone has to go after El Diablo. Besides, Princesa, I think you can take care of things yourself now.
I'll miss you.
Yeah, I'll miss you too, kid. But this isn't goodbye. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other again. Don't turn around. Don't turn around.
Maybe you could use a little extra help on the force.
Where do you think you're going, officer?
Delgado stops and turns to look at Mustachioed Ramirez. The portly detective reaches into his patrol car and pulls out a leather dog collar with a golden police badge on it.
Ready to get back on the job? Officer!
Chloe and Pappy bark excitedly as Delgado races towards Ramirez, who slips the collar over his head.
Good boy.
Rachel picks up Pappy.
Goodbye, my friends.
Thanks, detective, says Sam.
Adios, amigo.
Adios, kid.
Muchas gracias, Delgado.
Thank you, Chloe. I've never had a friend like you.
At night, a taxi screeches into the courtyard of Viv's mansion.
I'll get the back.
I'll put her in the
top.
Go, go, go.
Hurry up, hurry up.
Oh,
puppy,
we're gonna make it.
A limo approaches.
Uh-oh, think fast, amigo.
Sam hurriedly hurls his luggage into a flower bed as Viv pulls up in the limo.
Hey, hi, how are you? Welcome.
What a surprise.
Hi. Hello.
I took photographs of the most wonderful gardens. You're not gonna believe it, but first I want to go see my Chloe.
Actually, I need you to see.
That's the best you can do.
I did something that you're gonna love.
No, really. Hey, should I buy her leg?
By the way, you look exhausted. You've been working too hard.
Chloe? Chloe?
Could you put my bags over there, please?
Yes.
Chloe! Rachel?
Hi, Aunt Viv.
Hi.
Hi.
Your hair is all wet.
I was in a bath.
Oh, where's my Chloe? Ah,
there she is.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi, come here.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, my baby girl, my sweet angel. I missed you so much. I did. Yes, I did.
What's that smell? What's that? It's sort of urban and kind of earthy. And it's fabulous.
That's Mexico number 5.
I can't believe I'm running over a pond in my best dress.
So does this mean you're no longer a prissy Beverly Hills chihuahua?
Beverly Hills? See. Prissy? No mas. How do you say, what are you doing on Friday night in Spanish?
¿Qué vas a hacer el viernes por la noche?
¿Qué vas a hacer el viernes por la noche?
Me? Nothing. You?
Nada.
Bueno, let's...
After the way I treated you, I can't believe you came after me.
How could I not?
Papi, tú eres mi corazón.
I think I'm gonna cry.
Chloe licks the side of Papi's face.
Oh, Chloe. Papi likes.
The picture fades to black.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua!
In case you are wondering, amigos, Delgado received the Medal of Honor for capturing his arch nemesis, El Diablo. Shortly after entering the pound, El Diablo was adopted by a rich lady with a passion for fashion.
Diablo's in a dress.
Rafa became the official spokesdog for Minty Mutt for that doggy fresh breath all day long. Bimini, Sebastian, and Delta landed a dream spot on TV's hottest new reality show, So You Think You Can Prance. Hey. Chico and Manuel stowed away to Beverly Hills, where they quickly learned a new English word. Bling. This was Chloe and me on our first date. And who knows, maybe there are a few taquitos in our future. Let's just say mi corazón puts the wow in Chihuahua.
The producers, Walt Disney Company, and American Humane Association want every pet to have a loving and permanent home. If you are adopting a pet, be sure you are ready for a lifetime commitment and research your choice carefully. Cast: Rachel, Piper Parabo. Sam Cortez, Manolo Cardona. Aunt Viv, Jamie Lee Curtis. Vasquez, Jose Maria Yazpik. Rafferty, Maury Sterling. Officer Ramirez, Jesus Ochoa. Store owner, Eugenio Derbez. Rangers, Omar Leyva, Naomi Romo. Angela, Ali Hillis. Blair, Marguerite Moreau. Brian, Nick Zano. Innkeeper lady, Carmen Vera. Shelter director, Gina Gallego. Desk clerk, Hiram Vilches. Bellman, Alberto Reyes. Doorman, The Carthay, Enrique Chavero. Doorman, Baja Sur Hotel, Andres Pardave. Armand, Juan Carlos Martin. Conductor, Juan Antonio Saldana. Ring announcer, Sal Lopez. Museum guide, Giovanna Atcher. Desk sergeant, Fernando Manzano. Butler, Randall England. Chic owners, Claudia Cervantes, Lillian Lange. Waiter, Brandon Keener. Dog nanny, Jack Plotnick. Shaman lady, Mary Paz Mata. Whore woman, Mayra Cebulo. Baja Sur desk clerk, Montserrat de Leon. Lady, Berenice Romero. Museum security guards, Antonio Infante, Tomihuatzi Selwaltzi. Little boy, Eric Fernando Cagnetti. Limo driver, David Goldsmith. Beverly Hills store manager, Julie Clare. Shop girl, Holly Bonelli. Featuring the voices of Chloe, Drew Barrymore. Delgado, Andy Garcia. Papi, George Lopez. Manuel, Cheech Marin. Chico, Paul Rodriguez. Monty, Placido Domingo. El Diablo, Edward James Olmos. Delta, Loretta Devine. Sebastian, Michael Urie. Chucho, Luis Guzman. Rafa, Eddie Piolin-Sotelo. Tomas, Carlos Juvera. Frightened Terrier, Gang Leader Bulldog, Alex Mendoza. Praying Dog, Lombardo Boyar. Fight Mutt No. 1, Gang Dog No. 1, John Malerio. Carthay Hotel Pekingese, Marco Raimundo. Carthay Hotel Poodle, Lisa Marie Quillinan. Coyote, Ed F. Martin. Mother Dog, Gray Delisle. Pedro, Axel Alba. Train Dog No. 1, Pascal Patardi. Stunt Coordinator, Lauro Chartrand. Stunt Coordinator Mexico, Julian Buccio. Casting by Amanda Mackey, CSA, and Kathy Sandrich-Gelfond, CSA. Music Supervisor, Buck Damon. Music composed by Heitor Pereira. Co-producer, Ricardo Del Rio Galnaris. Visual Effects Supervisor, Michael J. McAllister. Costume Designer, Mariastella Fernandez. Editor, Sabrina Plisco, ACE. Production Designer, Bill Bowes. Director of Photography, Phil Mahoe, BSc. Executive Producer, Steve Nicolaidis. Produced by David Hoberman, Todd Lieberman. Produced by John Jacobs. Screenplay by Annalisa Labianco and Jeff Bushell. Story by Jeff Bushell. Directed by Raja Gosnell. Music: Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani featuring Eve. Wow by Kylie Minogue. I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Hot 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 by Buster Poindexter. Mamacita by the Latin Soul Syndicate. Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. El Sorci La Palma by Banda Sinalonce El Recuerdo de Cruz Lizarraga. Come Facetti Mam, written by Alessandro Alessandroni. Porcelain Doll by Megan McCauley. Whoomp, There It Is by Tag Team. Caliente by Los Pericos. Hello by The Cat Empire. Heaven by Los Lonely Boys. Hero by Enrique Iglesias. Baila by D. John. Vamos Pa La Conga by Ricardo Montana. El Coyote by Michael Levine. Low Rider by War. Chihuahua, a.k.a. Chihuahua 2002 by Luis Oliveira and his Bando de Lua Boys. Whistling Song by the Pinkertones. Chihuahua, a.k.a. Chihuahua 2002 by Ali D and D-Town. Yama, Chloe's Theme by Heitor Pereira. Audio description written and recorded by Michael Woodford for IMS.